This week's mailbag comes from Karen. She writes, Lisa's books are, in just a few days, completely changing my life. I have cried while reading the ADHD book because it answers so many questions about why I just can't figure some things out. I have issues with all of the executive functions, I've discovered. I never knew I was fixable. I went to sleep happy and relaxed and confident last night for the first time in ages. I am so grateful to have found Lisa and her amazing insight. Absolute game changer. Thanks so much for writing in, Karen. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We'd love to hear about it. Send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and let us know how you've changed your life and your home with Organized 365. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I am so happy that the podcasts that I've been coming out with lately are really resonating with you. Organizing faster or organizing slower have really, really resonated with a lot of you. Many of you are like me and you want all the laundry done one day a week. Home organization program, 1 or 2 days a week, and you're doing it for, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours at a time and really making big progress in larger chunks of time. Maybe your schedule allows that, your children allow that, just the way you think allows that. Additionally, those of you that are organizing slower, that are sick, or, you know, have just had a really challenging time in life and needed to hear someone say, it's okay to go slower, like you're still making progress. There's no race here. There's no contest. There's no bozo button for the person who gets it done first. You can organize faster. You can organize slower. A couple of weeks ago, I told you how I'm now dividing my week Monday through Thursday and Friday through Sunday. Now that was, I came up with that idea in August before I decided to homeschool, which you just heard about. So it's not exactly working how it was working. And I'm also doing this thing called Strategic Coach with Dan Sullivan. I'm in their entry-level coaching program and I go to Chicago every quarter and I'm learning about free days and focus days and buffer days. And just like I questioned Gretchen Rubin about the tendencies because I'm a questioner, I'm questioning this whole free days, focus days, and buffer days because I'm a woman. And I look around Strategic Coach and there are not a lot of us women in there. And I just don't think women compartmentalize as well as men do. And so I'm having a hard time getting focus days in. Specifically days where I just would record a whole bunch of podcasts or get a whole bunch of content done or do my focused work now that I'm homeschooling because, you know, homeschooling's like every day. So I am settling on Monday and Thursday being my focus days. I focus half the day on work and half the day on homeschooling and I get a lot of homeschooling done on those days. And our Tuesdays and Wednesdays are buffer days and so is Friday and Saturday, Sunday is more for family. So I am still moving that Friday off into the weekend, but I'm letting networking and some work stuff get in there just because, you know, we just have to be flexible, ladies. We just have to be flexible. So I'm glad that all these ideas are resonating with you. Today, I want to talk to you about how I do a yearly in quotes, deep dive, meaning that I do it 3 times a year. I do this every one of my many years that start in September, that starts in January, and starts again in May. Each of those months feels like a brand new year to me. And so every year I do these deep dives. And then next time I'm going to talk to you about manifesting and how we literally can create organization in our minds. It's amazing. It's actually happening. I'll share all about it. So first about this yearly deep dive. This transition of the starting of our years, mine typically starts, it starts about the beginning of August. And by the end of August, I'm really, really ready to launch into my next year. Some people have to get their kids off to school, get everything situated, and then they kind of ramp up into their school year. And it may be later in September or even early October when they really feel like they hit their stride. So where you do this deep dive will vary, but I have a really good example in my business of how this kind of hit everyone in Organize 365 at the same time. What I find we are often trying to find is maintenance. Like, if I get organized, then what will it take to maintain this house perfectly? Or if I get all of my paper into the Sunday basket and I get everything in the slash pockets, how little time can I set aside to maintain it? Or get everything out of my filing cabinet into binders, then I should never have to touch paper again, right? It's not really true. There really is this ebb and flow of energy and this ebb and flow of stuff. Clothes, papers, to-dos, household maintenance, and we're looking for an end goal and to finish a project and be done. I want you to think more of your life as things coming in waves, like an ocean. The tide comes in, the tide goes out, but even when it goes in and it goes out, there are still waves. There are things that need to be done every day, some things that need to be done every week, and if we look at high tide and low tide as our year, let's look at it this way. Let's look at high tide as happening in September and January and May. And let's look at low tide as happening like in July, November, and February. Okay, so we're going to have these three high tides and these three low tides every single year. And in the high tide, what happens is all this water is coming in at you and you just feel so overwhelmed. Like, who doesn't feel overwhelmed in August, December, and April, beginning of May? Everyone, right? And what happens when you feel overwhelmed? You start to try to make decisions that will alleviate all of this overwhelm. Or you stay up really late, burn the candle at both ends, and just try to get through it. When these waves come in, often what I find I need to do is I have to let go of some things. I have to let go of some things because I cannot get it all done. And I find that these high tide seasons really allow me to let go of things from the last year. So, for example, when we were going in April and May, which was the start of the high tide, we were getting ready for the Organize 365 National Convention, and we were redoing our websites. And some of the things I let go of during that high tide were our Etsy store, all of the eBooks I've ever done. There were a lot of things that were in the business that I got rid of because we were focusing on these really big initiatives like the new website and the National Convention. Well, then we got to July and all the live event stuff was done and the new website was done and we launched All Access and all of that went great, and we got through and we shipped all of that stuff out in July, and then we opened up the doors for the 100-day program in August and started shipping all those planners out, and here we are at another high tide. And all of a sudden, it was August, and those big projects were done, and all of a sudden, I was feeling really, really overwhelmed. Now, in the past, I could tell you what that would look like in my home, but right now, I'm going to tell you what it looks like in my business, and then I'll go back to the house. So I was feeling really, really overwhelmed. I thought, this is so odd. Like, the website is done and live events are done. Like, why am I so overwhelmed in August? And I did what I usually do. And there is a podcast episode in the Sunday Basket podcast about the quarterly or about every 6 week deep dive I do in my Sunday basket. Only it was bigger than that. I like literally got out everything related to my business. And I just couldn't even function anymore. I'd get in the email. I was frustrated. I didn't have any direction. I was like rudderless in this high tide. I didn't have any big projects to sink my teeth into, to work on in my business. But I also didn't feel like everything was done. So I pulled out everything. Legal pads, note cards, my business basket, my email, all of it. And I started separating it by people on my team. And I felt like I just had all these loose ends that were not tied up and that I needed to get a handle on where we were going for this next year, for, you know, just September to December, my year. What were the new projects that we were doing? How did I need to lead my team? What was it that I needed to do? And I thought it was just me. And eventually what I ended up doing was organizing everything by people on my team and creating this Google spreadsheet for myself, giving some of my key team members actual tabs and making a whole list of everything that I needed to check in with them on to make sure that it was either done, getting done, going to get done, or we just needed to eliminate it. And that's when I also eliminated a lot of projects that I thought maybe we would do. I just totally got rid of them. We're not doing them, or we're doing them later. Well, come to find out, I talk to Pat every week, who's my executive assistant. She's been with me for like 3, maybe 4 years. I don't know, long time. Pat knows everything. She knows more than I do. Pat knows everything. So I meet with her every week. And then I also meet with Emily, who is our marketing director. And both of these women work full-time in the business with me, and they understand everything about Organize 365, which is great because even if it's not in their department, they can talk to me through what we're doing and get an idea of how we're going to move forward. So I had kind of like gotten all of my ducks in a row, and I met with Emily first, and we were on a call, and I gave her a whole bunch of to-dos and she gave me some. And then all of a sudden later that day, she's like sending me Voxers, which is my favorite little walkie-talkie app, V-O-X-E-R. Voxers, like, I'm doing this. Can I get a big calendar? Can I get markers? You know, like she's wanting to buy stuff. And I was like, buy whatever you want. And she ended up working until at least midnight, got up the next day, worked the whole next day. And by Thursday, she said, oh my gosh, I feel so great. I went through every single Slash Pocket. I went through all the emails. I went through all the notebooks. I went through all the shared Google Drives. And I deleted and finished and got everything off my plate. And I planned out my next 4 months. Then I met with Pat. After this happened with Emily, I kind of watched it happening through Voxer and hearing her. I was like, oh, she's kind of doing what I did last week. Like, huh, maybe everybody does this, which I kind of knew everybody did it, but I didn't realize everybody in my business did it. So Pat and I get on a call, and I'm like running through a list, and I could tell she has all of the same things that Emily and I were experiencing as well. There's high tide, there's all this stuff, where do I even get started? It's not seeming to get done, what do I do? And I said to her, I said, you know, you need to bill me for a couple hours this week and just go through all the Slash Pockets and go through all of this stuff and eliminate as much as possible and figure out where we've dropped the ball so that we could start on the next thing. And then we had our team meeting for our whole team. And I told the whole team to do that. I said, everybody needs to take a couple of hours and just look at all the shared documents and everything that we have and everything that's in our, we have a shared team document, like all these tasks that you think are assigned to you, and make sure we still need to be doing this. I tell you this because it's true in business. It's true in your home life. When we have these new years, we often get this burst of energy and we start to look around and we want to make some changes in our business, in our eating and in our fitness, in the kind of clothes we're wearing just seasonally, but also sometimes in style, in our schedules and in our routines. And what happens is I can't know this for sure because I'm not in a corporation, but I see that when I go into corporations, it seems to be like the workload stays the same year round, and there can be tides that come in. But when is the time where you really do stop Friday at 2 o'clock and go through your Friday box so that you then are prepared on Monday to really tackle that week better? It doesn't seem like we give ourselves in work or home this time to just take a chunk of time and reevaluate all the things we're doing. What are all of the things we're doing personally, in our marriage, with our kids, in our home, in our work, in our volunteering, and kind of make all of those things defend themselves? Like, why should I be spending time on you? Why should I be spending money on you? Is this the best use of our resources right now? These times of year, this August, September, December, January, April, May time, is a natural reflection time to do those things. And so I'm going to give you permission to do that. So how does this look in your home? I remember this most significantly when my kids were younger, because when they were school age, you obviously have the getting ready for school and you get ready school supplies and things like that. But even when they were babies, I noticed that I did it more frequently then. I actually did it at the high and the low tides. I did it about every 6 weeks. I would go through their rooms. I would organize their clothes. I would change the size of clothes or diapers or the foods that they were into. I would look at our schedule. I would get some new toys. I would move some of the toys that we had in, out. You know, sometimes we got different books, things like that. You really look at it as in the next 6 weeks, if your kids are under five, you're going to do this about every 6 weeks. And if your kids are school age, you're going to do it 3 times a year. You really look at, do they have the clothes that they need? Is their room reflecting the passions that they're doing right now? Are they into Legos or Barbies or baby dolls or whatever it is? And I really would at that time clear out everything that we were not interested in so that they had more effort and focus on the things that they were interested in. Now, one of the things you'll notice is that I keep saying clear out. So in my business, I got rid of ebooks and actual places where I sold stuff. With my kids, I wouldn't necessarily get rid of their toys, but I would box them up and put them in the basement if it wasn't their passion, or maybe move them into a less desirable area so they didn't have easy access to them, because we get overwhelmed. In these high tide seasons, we get overwhelmed with the things that were appropriate for the past year and what we're getting ready for the new year. And sometimes we need to package some of that stuff up either permanently and donate it or temporarily and move it out of our line of vision until we're in that next year. So when you're thinking now about the summer season here in the United States, June, July, and August, what are the things that you can pack up and even just store under your bed or somewhere out of your vision sight that would clear up some of the mental space around you for this new season you're in? We're looking at October, November, December. This is the highest productivity time that you're going to have in the next 12 months. The end of September, all of October, and the first part of November are hugely, hugely productive for people, especially in the United States. And if you are in a business, this is where you usually are turning to profitability. There is a lot of activity in your business as well. It's a very productive, busy time of year. And what are some things that you could eliminate from your house, from your schedule, that would allow you to capitalize on this very productive season? I look at January to May. That can also be productive, but it's a very creative season for me. So January, February, March, I'm productive, but I'm productive in things that are creative, like scrapbooks and hobbies and indoor activities like that. In the fall, I'm usually most productive in work. It's often when I do hiring in my business. It's often when I write books, things like that. And then summer, I am very productive in memory making, family, and parenting. Look at all of the things you're doing in your life and which of those activities fit each season best. And then allow yourself the permission to just focus on 2 or 3 things each of these mini years that I have and really do them all the way. And that is what the deep dive does. It pulls all of that stuff back onto your plate. You can make your complete to-do lists, and then you're going to delegate some of these to-dos all the way until January. So often when I'm doing my Sunday basket, or when I'm really overwhelmed in my business and I'm doing my Sunday basket or my work business, instead of saying, can this wait until next Sunday, if the box is burgeoning, then I will say first, can this wait until January? And if it can wait until January, it actually goes in another location, not even in the box anymore. And then everything that can't wait until January stays in the Sunday basket. And then I go through it. Can it wait till next Sunday? Can it wait till next Sunday? Sometimes I'm not that dramatic that it has to wait all the way until January. Often it will be, can this wait 2 weeks? Can this wait 4 weeks? What do I need to get done in the next 2 weeks instead of in the next 1 week? So I can actually plan out 2 weeks and not have to go through that box the next weekend, especially if I'm traveling or I know I have a lot going on. When you do your yearly deep dive, you're going to think about all of your areas, your business, your personal health and fitness. I actually am working on eating better, believe that or not. Your clothing, again, does it fit? Is it seasonal? And also, is it what you like, or is there something you want to add there? And then your schedules and your routines. This is the best time to add in 1 or 2 things that will become maintenance.